the demand for democracy remains highly resilient. You know, more than 70% of Africans aspire for democratic systems in their countries, even though, you know, they may not have experienced them or feel like their governments are not yet democracies. And this includes places like Sudan and Ethiopia and Algeria. And so there are strong demands for democracy on the continent. And this is often led by young people. They've been very active and engaged. They're more connected internationally and know what the governance norms are elsewhere. And they have higher expectations of their governments than previous generations. They're demanding more transparency. They're demanding more accountability. And importantly, they're doing so through nonviolent means. They're trying to protest peacefully to demand their rights and trying to reshape what the expectations are and what the basic civil liberties and political rights would be.
And even though the civilians have protested peacefully, there has been violence in places like you mentioned, Ethiopia and Sudan. Do you think that this summit can actually make a difference in countries like that?
I think the summit makes a difference by elevating the importance of democratic norms and the fact that the international community is going to set standards and try to reinforce those norms through both carrots and sticks. And we have seen that this matters, what expectations the international community has and how they're willing to engage on governance issues will make a difference. And this is especially relevant in Sudan. You know, Sudan has huge levels of debt. It needs large inflows of foreign investment to help stabilize the economy. And so that engagement is going to be very important for Sudan's transition. Now, one summit on its own isn't going to make a difference. It's going to be what happens after the summit and how these norms and how these principles get applied in practice. And, you know, we've seen a growing inclination of African governments and militaries to subvert democratic processes. And so it will be important following the summit that the United States and the international community push back against those sorts of undemocratic maneuvers if this summit's going to have a lasting difference.